and therefore cannot be sought out externally. 5. Adopting an attitude of non-resistance can help free one from over-identification with external circumstances. By accepting what is, one can understand that everything that happens, even things that appear to be negative in nature, is serving the ultimate evolution of consciousness. 6. Predicated on a sense of human separation, the ego is in a constant state of striving, trying to strengthen itself vis-a-vis the other. It creates situations in which it can feel self-righteous, resentful, bitter, or victimized. 7. Moving into an awareness of one's inner body can connect one with the larger energy field that is life itself and encourage one to be in the present moment. 8. The ego can be magnified by an active pain body or accumulation of past wounds that seeks to strengthen itself by feeling more upset. When the pain body is driving a person's behavior, there's a need for drama and angst. But those with heavy pain bodies tend to find their way toward a better consciousness out of necessity when the pain becomes too great. 9. One's primary purpose in life is to awaken, which is to connect to the dimension of life that is timeless and eternal. 10. One's outer purpose, or how one chooses to direct one's energy externally, must always be connected to one's inner purpose of heightened consciousness. This is known as awakened doing. Analysis. Key takeaway 1. As a natural part of human evolution, a new consciousness is emerging outside the confines of organized religion. It has nothing to do with what one believes and is instead concerned with one's state of being. Analysis. Throughout history, some of the most revered spiritual leaders have spoken of universal truth, the presence of God in all beings. In organized religion, the attachment to certain beliefs, however, has become doctrine, with more of an emphasis placed on adhering to and defending beliefs versus being the belief in action, word, and deed. Now, thanks in part to greater awareness of ancient Eastern teachings, spirituality is no longer viewed as something that has to be practiced within a religious institution. In recent years, spirituality has become an increasingly popular part of American culture, with many identifying as spiritual but not religious. Over the last decade, the proliferation of yoga studios and meditation classes has diversified the availability of spiritual communities in formerly homogeneous areas. In fact, this spirituality has seeped into some unexpected places, including the political arena. For example, Occupy Wall Street, a movement that decries social and economic inequality, established a consciousness committee to handle flash mob meditation sessions in public areas in order to encourage peace and raise consciousness. In 2014, best-selling author and spiritual teacher Marianne Williamson ran as a Democrat in the election for California's 33rd Congressional District in Los Angeles and was dubbed the New Age candidate. Though her bid was ultimately unsuccessful, the strength of her fundraising alone illustrates a wider hunger for more spirituality, including in the government sphere. Additionally, the rise of spirituality comes at a time when organized religion is changing radically, perhaps in response to a larger cultural shift. For example, Pope Francis's humanist values have a wide appeal beyond the Catholic Church. The Pope is even rumored to have denied the existence of an actual hell, saying that non-religious but morally upright people will not find themselves in eternal damnation. Perhaps due to this non-dogmatic stance, the Pope's approval rating among those with no religious affiliation is 68%. This is just one indication of the ways spirituality